This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for the patient Emmanuel Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A, Medicare Records 138521, date of birth 5/2/1989. Referring physician, Dr. Rafael Pinheiro, P-I-N-E-R-O. Procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, January 4, 2023. Indication, history eosinophilic esophagitis, number 2, diarrhea, number 3, blood in the stool, number 4, abnormal CT scan showing thickening of the colon per paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, terminal ileum, complication non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph. Opera procedure, aspirin, double temple, per terminal ileum, was examined, per paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, oropharynx, appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus. There's erythema erosions in the distal esophagus, consistent with late class A esophagitis, period. Biopsies were taken for mid, proximal, and distal esophagus, scrural eosinophilic, given prior history of EOE. Period, stomach, appear normal, biopsies taken from antrum and body rod H. pylori, period, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, period. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon, appear normal, period. Biopsies were taken from the left side of the colon, rural microscopic colitis, period, paragraph. Sniflexia, appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon, multiple superficial ulcerations, erythema, and subepithelial hemorrhages throughout the transverse colon. Biopsies taken, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexure ascending colon cecum also show multiple superficial ulcerations and aptos ulceration of the colon, period. Some erosions and subepithelial hemorrhages, period. Biopsies were taken, period, paragraph. Biopsies taken from the cecum ascending colon, period. Terminal ileum appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, untreated food measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. Next number, continue PPIs. Next number. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports depending on results of biopsies of the colon, period. Patient will follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period, end of dictation.